I'm sure, for like the past month.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to Party City. They didn't have anything there. But the first Party City that I passed, there was like a ton of good stores. Like I think it was like around Appleton.
Yeah.
And there was a Five Below and there was Old Navy.
Okay. That's, we shop there. Well, I mean, there are more than one Old Navy in Appleton, but.
Yeah. It was right off the highway. So yeah. It was probably the one. It might have even been like an outlet.
Yeah. Yep.
But I passed that and then I got the idea that I wanted to go to a Party City. So I went to one more off, I think like Military.
Yeah.
Lane or drive or road or whatever in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I went there. They didn't have what I was looking for, unfortunately. So hopefully I get it Thursday.
Hopefully my intel is correct.
Yes. Your super secret information.
My super secret information.
I still need you to order the other thing for me, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, I don't have a credit card or debit card, so I rely on the kindness of others to order things for me online, and then I give them cash.
Wouldn't it be funny to find out that we're not recording and you just said all that stuff for not?
I felt it. I sensed it. Are we recording?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Great.
I figure if we ramble long enough.
At some point.
Right. I'm pretty proud of myself, though, for calling
it. I still don't know what I'm going to do for Halloween. And Mike made a good point, too. He said, why are you worried about dressing up when you don't even go to the bar anymore? And I'm like, I don't know.
To go to the bar. You can dress up and walk around Walmart. You can dress up to hand out candy.
I'm dressing up to hand out candy, but I don't know what to do. I was like, Little Red Riding Hood, Sarah Sanderson, a vampire. I don't know. Something.
And Downtown Marquette does the, like, spooktacular.
I know.
Are they doing it this year?
I haven't heard anything.
Oh.
We have 1,000 people coming over, though.
We do. You and Mom are coming over to hand out candy.
Oh, we are?
I thought so. Shut up.
I will. Oh, no,
Megan,
I don't have to
Megan and John,
to work.
Children.
I took it off as a religious holiday.
All of the children. You should be able to do that.
I didn't take it off as a religious holiday, but I seriously, January 1st, I went in and I requested all my time off for the year, and Halloween weekend was
absolutely
like a no-go.
Yeah.
Will not work Halloween weekend.
No, it's stupid.
You're like, I work Easter, okay? I work Christmas.
Yeah, you work. Didn't you work Christmas last year?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You made good money, though.
Probably not. I mean, I made, I don't know, whatever.
Don't you make time and a half?
Probably, but time and a half for what I make isn't that great either.
That's true.
Should we talk about the movie?
I think so.
I didn't talk to you about it, but Alice Cooper concert was very good.
I'm so excited. Mom said it was really fun, and she was kind of sad because she figured it would probably be the last time she saw him.
Is Mom going to die? Because I feel like Alice Cooper's going to live forever.
I think he's going to live forever.
He, like, performed really well, and his voice is still, like, tip-top.
He's in his late 70s at this point.
I have no idea.
I think.
Probably. Mid-70s.
Yeah.
Anyway, the concert was super good.
That's awesome.
And the hotel we stayed at was nice but scary.
That's what Mom said, too. Mom was like,
It was open concept, so it was sort of like a futuristic prison.
I love it.
There's just like the hallway was just the balcony. So it was open down to the lobby on one side and your doors on the other side.
I was telling Mom when Mike and I were in Vegas with Matt and Amy, we stayed at the Luxor, mm-hmm. which is the pyramid one. Mm-hmm. And that's similar to how it's set
how
up on the inside.
How many floors is it?
How many floors is it, Mike? Like 15.
Roughly. 15. That big?
Yeah, it's
because
huge.
When Greg and I went to Mexico, we stayed in like a pyramid type hotel too, but it was only like 7 or 8 floors.
There are a lot of floors.
And then they had
much.
The hallways were wide still, or like the they were pretty wide. Yeah. And then there was like vines growing down. So this was like 15-ish floors, and it wasn't a pyramid shape. It was square
straight
shaped
up.
Or rectangular. And then the elevators were glass. So when you, you could face the door and you're fine, but if you face the back wall, you're like looking out into the void.
That's kind of cool.
When we first got there, I was like, fuck no, I can't do this. But then after a couple times up and down the elevator, yeah. I actually looked. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to plummet to my death.
Well, I hope not.
But I will tell you more about the concert after.
Yes.
Oh, are we doing a podcast?
Oh, I think we are. We're doing a podcast today. All right. My name is Chelsea.
And I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go to Amityville. In the Amityville Horror. Not Jaws. Sorry to get your hopes up. We're not going to review Jaws for a second time.
Was it I thought it was Amity Island.
Oh. Oops. I think we talked about that when we were recording Jaws,
because you said too. Amityville. Also, I finally listened to Arachnophobia, and we did say poisonous instead of venomous.
Because we were like, oh, the poison, but the spiders are venomous, not poisonous.
Yes.
There is a difference. And we know that there is a difference.
We know there's a difference. I don't know, but I just wanted to make a little correction to make myself feel better.
That's all right.
Because I'm one of the people that like calls it out on Facebook. Like,
you're like, this is bullshit.
That snake is not poisonous. It's venomous.
Actually.
That's 2 episodes ago.
I know it's 2. I just finally listened to it.
Oh, that's not, whatever. We can do what we want. It's fine. So we're doing the original Amityville Horror, which was released in 1979. It's 1 hour and 57 minutes. You can find it if you have a subscription to HBO Max or Amazon Prime. If you have a subscription to HBO Max, it's free.
I think I watched it on Hulu.
Did you?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but maybe you look at that and I'll go through stuff.
Yeah, go.
So it's directed by Stuart Rosenberg. The writer is Sander Stern, and it's based off the novel by Jay Anson, which was released in like 1977, I believe. And the original story was a telling of George and Kathy Lutz's experience in their home in Amityville. Yeah.
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 You're looking at me.
I know. So
the haunting is based on true events.
Mike just messaged me, why did you rent it if we have HBO Max? Because I forgot that we had it, okay? And it's in all caps.
I found out that I thought for sure I had it on DVD, but we have the new one, mm-hmm. the 2005 one. DVD, and then it's also in like a Poltergeist set or something.
Yeah,
it's in that, and I'm like, oh yeah, for sure we have it, but that is also the new one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
I tried.
This film stars James Brolin as George, Margot Kidder as Kathy, Rod Steiger as Father Delaney, Don Stroud as Father Bolin. And then there are the kids, too, but we don't really have to go through
the
them.
The one kid is from E.T.
And Bloody Birthday.
Yes.
Yes. So Greg, one of Kathy's sons, is played by Casey Martell, who was Timmy in Bloody Birthday and Greg in E.T.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not coming up. Amityville isn't coming up. In the Just Watch app on Hulu.
So it's on Hulu.
But
oh,
I could have sworn that's where we watched it. Because I know we didn't rent it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
And then I want to point out that Carolyn is played by Helen Shaver, who is Grace Downs in The Craft, who's Nancy Downs' mom, who's the alcoholic. Yeah.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Oh, my God.
Like hard to put it
super
together,
good.
But.
And then Jeff, Carolyn's husband or George's business partner, is played by Michael Sacks, and he plays Billy Pilgrim in Slaughterhouse-Five.
I've never seen that.
I have never seen it either.
I've read the book about 1,000 times.
Yeah. And then what are you doing?
You can't watch it on Hulu unless you have the HBO Max add-on.
Oh, bloody hell.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
My Hulu account is not my Hulu account, so.
Shh. the Hulu police will get you. And there is one more that I want to point out to you. Father Ryan, the one that like disregards everything, is Murray Hamilton, who's the mayor in Jaws.
Wow.
Yes.
In my defense, notes are not as good as they normally are. Mm-hmm. Normally I'm on top of it. Or let's say 50% of the time I'm on top of it. Last night I completely forgot that I had to watch this.
Oh no.
For today. And I watched it today.
Last night.
Well, I went to Pat's and there's a fire. I got home at like 8. And then I was all excited to try frying fish because I don't ever cook fish. So I wanted to do that. And then Greg said Emma and her roommate were coming over. So then I'm like cooking food.
You're just like hanging out.
They're on their way over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck, I still have to watch a movie tonight.
Right.
So I watched the first like hour and a half. And it got to be like midnight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I have to go to bed. So you can tell in my handwriting, it's just like
blah, 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 blah.
Because I was tired.
Yeah.
So it's not so great. The only notes that I really wrote down about like the cast or anything was Lalo Schifrin did the music. And he also did the music for Mission Impossible, Ooh. Enter the Dragon, and Dirty Harry.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's won a lot of awards. He's pretty good.
So this film, and we're not going to talk about the actual case too much just because the actual case in the film, I mean, there are a lot of discrepancies between the two. And like,
yeah,
this was a real family and the family that was murdered in the house was a real family. So don't feel like really talking about that too much.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that's a fan knows of this film is gonna like look it up.
Yeah.
Which, did you hear that he just passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in March.
George. What's?
No. DeFeo.
Oh. Yeah. No, I didn't.
He died in prison. Oh. In March.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this all takes place in 1976. Yeah,
1975. The murders take place in November of 1974.
Okay.
At 3:15 a.m.
Yeah.
That's kind of the intro to the film. It's like a rainy night. There's gunfire. And then you see the house with the like iconic windows.
Yes.
Which, did you see? The people were tired of the spooky windows.
Yeah. And
people
the evil stopping, eye windows.
Yeah. People stopping to take photos. So they replaced them with square windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts out, and the date's November 13th, 1974. People getting shot in the house. And then it jumps to a year later with a realtor showing the home to the Lutzes.
Can you imagine trying to, like, sell that home to somebody? Like, being a realtor and, like, having...
Some people don't care, though.
Well, obviously, because the Lutz family just, like, moves in.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care, and I would care. I wrote that down in my notes. I was like, there's no in hell that I would live in that home.
Really?
No, I would not.
There's like a lot of conspiracy theories about the actual events.
Yes.
I don't know. In this specific situation...
In the film. Yes.
If I might buy it.
I could see you buying it.
I might live in the murder house.
I would not.
Because, okay, say like right outside of Marquette. Say like in my neighborhood. There was like acreage on a river. And,
well, it's tempting, but like people were.
And people are like selling at super discount price. I might.
That's like
take
the house in Haunting in Connecticut. Yeah. The house that was sold for super cheap and it was a mortuary.
Oh, there's a lot of stories like that though. Well, that's American Horror Story Murder House.
Yeah.
That house beautiful.
Home. Mm-hmm.
Lots of murders though.
No, thank you.
Yeah. the house is like super cheap, but still out of their price range. But they decide to go for it because they're not going to get like a deal like that again.
I did notice.
I
did notice when they were going through the house and showing it that the mattresses were still upstairs. And I'm like,
yeah, there those was would some...
be soaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did some staging in the house to like get it cleaned up.
Yeah, they'd have to.
As they're walking through the house, though, going room to room, it's like replaying the murders.
Yeah.
But they know. So they know the realtor is spooked. She leaves.
Yeah. She leaves after, like, she's sitting down at the table doing paperwork and stuff, like, after the Lutz family has left.
Yeah.
And leaves.
Did you notice the dining table and chairs?
No.
They're my dining table and chairs.
Oh.
The table is the exact same table, and the chairs are gray instead of yellow.
Okay.
I always notice that, because, like, all old movies and TV shows have that same set.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I don't know what happens next. Okay. They move in.
We're not professionals.
No. That's all right. They move in. That's when it comes out that the kids are hers and not his.
Yeah.
So the mom with three kids married him.
Which I have another problem with, because he's a devout Catholic, supposedly, in the film. He's hanging crosses in every room.
Yeah.
And he's marrying a woman who's a recently divorced woman with three kids.
Do you know she's divorced? Or did her husband die?
Oh, that could be it.
They never say.
That's true.
And I think with any religion, people tend to bend the rules.
Yes.
He could be very super Catholic and still marry someone that was divorced. And
all right,
this was the 70s.
That's true.
You're just like waiting for me. Was that, are the kids here?
Yeah. Hayden's upstairs playing the video games.
Is that him yelling?
It is. He gets heated.
He's so into it. The priest stops by while they're out back. He comes by to like, what, bless the house?
Yeah.
And then that's when he is randomly praying in the bedroom. Like, he just walks into the house and starts praying.
Yeah, that bedroom seems to be, like, the main...
Yeah, is that the parents' bedroom?
No, it's the kids' bedroom.
Oh, okay.
One of the kids' bedrooms.
I thought that was kind of weird. And then that's when the flies, like, swarm him.
Yes.
And there's the voice that tells him to get out.
Get out.
He was, like, traumatized from that.
He was traumatized, and then he's, like, forever sick.
I think he lost, like, 30 pounds or something because the flies disgusted him so bad.
Oh, like the actor.
Yeah, the actor.
Oh. I
think. Yeah. He was, like, physically ill from the flies being on him. But what? He's also in the film as the actor physically ill.
That's strange.
Well, I mean... Oh. I'd be pretty grossed out with flies all over me.
That's true.
And they put honey on him to get the flies to go all over him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, this was not the film that I thought it was.
Oh, good.
Because when I was watching it, it must have been like 3 or 4 or like down the Amityville line.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered like a haunted lamp and I kept like waiting for the haunted lamp. You're like, where's this haunted lamp?
I do have to make a confession too. I've only seen the new one. So this is my very first time watching the entire original one.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've seen this before, but for some reason I was thinking it was the one with like the haunted lamp.
It's not.
No, it's not. There's no scary lamp.
No scary lamp.
So the priest is told to get out. The whole family's like in the backyard. They have no idea he's even there.
And I thought that like he had an appointment to be there.
He did. And I don't know. They kind of like blew him off. But I think that's in like the like goofs.
Oh, yeah.
She says, oh, we waited for you all day, but they really didn't because they were, like, out back.
Gallivanting around.
Yeah. The priest calls, though, and he can't get through. Like, later on.
Yeah.
So, and she tries calling him a couple times.
And can't get through. It's, like, staticky.
Yeah. That's when George starts to get like crabby about everything.
He goes like downhill pretty quick.
Yeah, he's like saying it's cold. He was getting crabby about dinner.
Dinner, the kids, like everything all of these was kind of
like pissing him off. Then he goes down into the basement, and that's when Matt falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
Which is like
random.
Yeah. So,
which when George is carrying up Matt, he's like, oh, stairs are dangerous. Yes, yeah. They are. They are totally dangerous.
And then I wrote, then he goes to bed and Kathy is there.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, mom is super hot.
Yeah, she's
a looker.
She's a looker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even Greg was like, what?
Margot Kidder has like the very traditional 70s hot girl bod.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just gulped. And hair, too. Like, her whole look.
Yeah. She's very... Mm-hmm.
So, the door creaks open, and the daughter's standing there. So, she kind of, like, ruins the whole mood.
Ruins the moment.
And then they put her to bed, and then that's when the rocking chair is rocking. Like, one of the first kind of signs of...
Yeah. The little girl, too, also has a... It's like a darker colored Raggedy Ann doll.
Yes.
So it's like Annabelle, like the original Annabelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I read that, but I didn't make a connection when mm-hmm. I was watching it. At 3:15 that night, Dad wakes up, goes into the kids' room, and sees the boathouse doors.
Yeah.
Is that scene?
Yes.
And he goes out to look, and the dog's sleeping on the porch. Nothing's going on.
No.
He just sees... Were the doors, like, swinging open? I can't remember.
The doors were swinging open.
Okay. But then he goes out on the porch, and their dog, which looks kind of like a black lab mix thing.
Yeah.
The dog's just sleeping there. Harry.
Harry the dog.
That's a pretty cute name.
I know.
I don't... My handwriting is just
Well, horrendous. You were tired. You were tired. It's okay.
And then I didn't understand why. So this is the next day. Kathy's carrying in groceries and needs help. And he's cutting wood and just like ignores her.
Because he's being slowly demonized by.
Demonized.
Whatever is
She
there.
Drops a bag.
Yeah.
And then that's when he's like, okay.
He's continuously chopping wood through like the entire film.
Which... I am a little disappointed because in the new Amityville, Ryan Reynolds is chopping wood throughout the entire film with no shirt.
And I wouldn't have minded seeing James Brolin without his shirt on in this time.
I did.
Because he's an attractive man.
This is later on when he's running around mm-hmm. in like a t-shirt and like tidy whities.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. I'm like, oh, it's so risque.
In his tidy whities.
He's cutting wood. Okay, so Jody, the imaginary friend.
Yeah, who comes up like a few times.
Yeah.
In this.
Wants to play the priest was supposed to stop, doesn't come by. And then that's when the toilets and all everything bubbles up with like black sewage.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Is that what he falls in at the end?
That's what he falls in the end. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote, nun shows up, gets sick in house. So I'll let you go.
She does. So Aunt Helena, which is Kathy's aunt.
Yeah.
Is a nun at the local parish. And she comes over with like flowers, like a welcome gift and everything. And she comes in and she gets like weird vibes and she's like, ugh, I don't feel good. Like, I need to leave. And then like George and Kathy are like almost forcing her to stay in.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd. I just think it's weird. And then the nun runs out and that's when Carolyn and Jeff come over. And Jeff is George's business partner. George runs a surveying company. And that's, and Carolyn is standing outside and is super put off by the house. She's like, I don't want to go in there.
Is that then?
They, Jeff and Carolyn show up twice in the film. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the first time.
So this is around the fifth night.
Yes.
Is when this is happening.
Yeah. And Carolyn says no thank you and stays in the car. And Jeff goes in and like talks to George.
Yeah.
And George is kind of not doing his job as the boss of this company. Mm-hmm. And he's not signing paychecks. He's not doing anything. And Jeff's kind of like, well, how long does it take to unpack a house? Like, you need to get back to work.
I mean, it's been 5 days.
It's been 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to get back to work. And Kathy, from what I understand, isn't working. So why isn't she like George? Like, why aren't you going to work? There are a lot of things. A lot of things I didn't like.
Yeah. In this.
And George is now looking physically ill. Like, he's gotten... Yes. His face is super pale, like he isn't looking good.
He gets progressively worse.
Yeah.
And he starts out like normal, like color to his skin, not like he's got,
yeah,
not like he's clammy cold all the time.
And like during this time too, Father Delaney is kind of recovering and he's trying to get the parish that he belongs to sanction like an exorcism of the house.
Yeah.
And the head priests are like not having it. They're like, no, like this is a fantasy tale. Like that stuff isn't real, which kind of is stupid to me that they would say that, but whatever. And so Father Delaney is kind of at a loss. And so his understudy or something.
Yeah.
Decides to take him back to the house. And that's when they get into a car accident. And, like, the hood comes up and, like, the wheel locks and they don't know what to do.
Yes. We did skip a little bit.
Surprise, surprise.
I know. Kathy wakes up from a nightmare in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
And yells she was shot in the head. So that's just, like, another creepy little thing. They go to, is it her brother's wedding?
Yes. It's her brother's wedding and George is the best man.
So this is their like first time kind of out and about since they moved into the house.
Yeah.
So they go out. They have a sitter. George looks really sick.
He looks super sick and her brother is at the house before they leave and has $1,500 for the caterer. It's cash.
Yeah.
Caterer only is taking cash. And he's counting it out on the table. Kathy sees him count it out and put it in his pocket. And then when everybody gets ready to go, the money is gone.
Which, what do you think?
I don't know where the money went.
Well, I mean, what is your, like, speculation? Did the ghost steal the money? Did the brother have the money still? And then was like, oh, I can't find it.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I just didn't know if you had an opinion on
maybe
it.
Like the ghost took it.
The ghost took the money?
Well, they're not ghosts. It's like a legit demon dude.
Yeah. The babysitter puts Amy to bed.
I felt so bad for this babysitter.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
She gets locked in a closet. And she is panicking.
In the closet in Amy's room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, they don't have, like, a ton of her. It's just, like, her trapped in the closet.
Yeah.
But she's trapped in the closet until they get home.
She's trapped in the closet until they get home. And she's, like, pounding on the door so hard that, like, her knuckles are super bloody and stuff. And Amy is just, like, sitting on the bed staring at the door.
Yeah.
Ugh.
A little creepy that she's just sitting there awake.
Well, Jody told her not to go to the door.
Yeah. Jody wouldn't let her out.
Yeah.
And I think she also says that Jody doesn't like George.
Yes.
This, my pen broke. right here.
Oh my God. You get your shit together.
I know. It like I'd write half of a line and then it would like fade out. So I'm like scratching the paper super hard. That's when the priests are like discussing it and they kind of get in an argument and they tell Delaney that he needs to go on a vacation.
Yeah. Like he needs to take a sabbatical.
Because they're like, they think he's kind of losing it.
Yeah.
This is day 11. And this was another little like skip ahead. Day 11 is when Jeff and his wife show up. And she won't go in the house.
Oh. Well.
And that's when the window shuts on the son's hand.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like playing a joke on the sister. And they have a toy spider on a fishing line.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like dangling it out the window, like picking on her. Well, they're kind of hiding it. They get caught and the window shuts on the boy's hand and then they can't get it open.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they take him to the doctor. No broken bones, but it's still like...
It's like bandaged up and stuff.
Yeah. And that's still like super scary.
Mm-hmm.
That night, so this is the 11th night, flies wake up George at 3:15 a.m. The living room is swarmed with flies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he's in his undies.
He's in his whitey tighties. Oh, James Brolin.
Yeah. And then that same night, there's like thunder crashes and like weird lightning and the doors blow like, off the hinges.
Explode.
Yeah.
Outward.
Outward.
Mm-hmm. And so they assume somebody was trying to break in or whatever.
Yeah. They call the police. And when the police show up, they say that somebody broke out, not into the house. And then that is when Harry is digging in the basement.
Yeah. And the detective who was there when DeFeo shot his family and stuff, he shows up too. Because he hasn't really been sleeping too well since the incident. Well,
yeah.
Who would, you know? Mm-hmm. And he shows up and he's like looking at the basement door and he's just like, I checked the windows and nobody broke into the basement to break out of the basement.
Yes.
And George just kind of like is like, whatever, like you're crazy.
He just kind of like, he's in his own little world, I think,
and then,
at this point.
This is when the detective is kind of monitoring the house and starts keeping a close eye on the family.
So on the 12th day, Jody says it will get better.
Of course it will.
And Jody says that they'll be together forever. That's not creepy.
That's not creepy at all.
Not at all. And then that's also on the 12th day, that's when George steals the book from the library and Kathy calls the priest.
Which, why did he steal it from the library?
I don't know.
I don't know why either. And, like, why would you just, like, shove it in the top of your pants and not cover your inside shirt over it to sneak it out? Like, he just, like, puts it in his pants.
You're explaining this like someone who stole things. I don't know.
I am. But
why not tuck it in the back of your pants on like the flat of your back under your shirt and jacket?
Then you don't have to like cover your coat.
No, he just sticks it in the front of his pants and he's then like, he like wraps his coat up tighter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because maybe he's never stolen anything and that's the best he can do.
Mm, that's true.
He is a religious man. Maybe he's never stolen.
Yeah. Going back to the imaginary friend thing, I never had an imaginary friend growing up. Didn't you?
I don't think so, no.
Really?
I mean, my stuffed animals all, like, talked and, like, came alive at night, in my opinion, so... Yeah, I didn't need imaginary friends.
That's true.
I knew that my animals came to life at night.
To hang out with you?
Watch you sleep? No, I was sleeping. They just watched me sleep, you know. Nothing creepy about that.
That's terrifying.
No,
I don't know. What was that in Tommyknockers?
Was it Tommyknockers?
I think it was Tommyknockers when, like, the dolls came. I just remember watching that movie and like seeing...
That was like the woman that had the doll collection. That might have been Tommy Knockers. If not, like somebody will tell me, I'm sure. Mom will tell me.
Yeah.
And the dolls come alive and they're like all like chasing that woman down and they bite her up. They're all like biting her.
Yeah.
That was that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't know any dolls really that have teeth. They all have little kissy faces, so you can give them bottles.
And what's underneath the kissy faces? Probably teeth.
Jaggedy, ferocious teeth.
Like the thing from Trilogy of Terror.
Oh, so creepy.
Oh, that's the worst.
What are we talking about? What are we doing?
George just stole a book on demonology or yes. something.
And then that's when, at the same time, Kathy is calling the priest. I want to say priest.
The priest?
That's how it's written.
Oh.
That's how I'm reading it today. Static. Then,
like, you wouldn't think that that was suspicious, wouldn't you? Like, and she supposedly is, like, friends with Father Delaney, too.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you just, like, go and check out Father Delaney? It's been, like, well, a week does, and a half.
Eventually.
Yeah.
After, like, another week.
Yeah, when Jeff, shit George's to really
business partner, shows up again mm-hmm. and tells him that he took on too much.
Yeah.
Too much, meaning a lady with three kids and the house, is kind of what he was implying. I thought that was a little rude.
That is rude. It's none of your business.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, I just thought that was
Aren't they
like
sitting
shitty.
At the bar? Isn't this when they go to the bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm saying yes because I didn't write it down and I was half asleep.
This is perfect.
They
okay.
do go to the bar.
With Carolyn and like look through the book.
Yes.
And Steph. And George is like, I don't know, all of these crazy things are happening. And Carolyn's like, yes, I believe you. And Jeff's like, you guys are both nuts.
Yeah. Jeff is like, or you're just like overdoing it and you should maybe take a rest.
Yeah. You need to take a sabbatical, George.
Kathy, at this, she's home with the kids.
Yeah.
She interrupts the daughter with Jody, and then that's, she sees the eyes out the window.
That'd be scary.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
But that's like a fear kind of mine. Is
of
that,
looking out the window and seeing something haunting.
Yes. Seeing something looking in. I think we talked about it in Mothman.
Yeah.
Like walking past your window at night and seeing... spooky.
Something scary.
Did you look at your watch?
I did.
Do you have to go? I'll just finish it by myself.
No, I... it's just like a habit. Like,
and Chelsea and Mike are going to Congress.
Goodbye.
So then this happens. To be continued.
Bye-bye.
I want Congress now.
Yeah.
So she sees eyes out the window. I read that in order to scare her and get a reaction, they had like a day glow stuffed animal with like light up eyes. And when
she just laughed,
she just laughed at it.
Yeah.
So she had to like fake being scared. I think, sorry, I'm like, is that when they go out to dinner?
Yes.
And the dog.
Yeah. So okay. Jeff, while they're at the bar, Carolyn is looking through this book and she's just like, this is the house. And it's the original house or the foundation was owned by, I can't remember, Hutchins, but I didn't write down his, oh, John Ketchum.
Yes.
Yes.
John, which isn't he in something else?
I think so.
Maybe he's in a later Amityville. Because the name Ketchum just sounds yeah. familiar.
Like Ash Ketchum.
From what?
Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Yes. But yeah, John Ketchum was a witch or warlock, however you want to say it. Mm-hmm. And he was doing like horrible things to the Native Americans in the area.
Maybe they talk about that more in the 2005 one.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was doing horrible things to the surrounding Native Americans that were in the area. And, like, torturing them and whatever. And essentially to, like, become all-powerful. And things didn't turn out well for him.
Wasn't that in the...
It was in the remake.
Yeah, but that sounds like it was in the Haunt...
any
Haunting in Connecticut?
That was a mortician.
That was taking pieces of people.
Yeah. Ugh. That was a good one. That was a spooky one.
That was very spooky.
Mm. The guy in it's really cute too.
Well, yeah.
He reminds me of Robert Pattinson, but not Robert Pattinson.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
While they're out, Harry, the poor dog, dug his paws like bloody digging in the basement.
The poor puppy.
And that's when...
And it is kind of like a weird setup. Like, you walk down the stairs and then turn the corner, and it's just all, like, stoned in. It's just strange to me. Yeah, it looks
pretty ridiculous. And then, is it Carolyn?
Carolyn.
I was going to say Carolyn. Okay. Carolyn senses something behind the wall.
Yeah, like, they go back to the house while Kathy and George are, like, getting ready and stuff.
Yeah.
And Carolyn and Jeff are in the basement. And Carolyn senses something behind the wall, and that's when she takes, like, a pickaxe or something and just starts going to town, not at her house.
Yeah, at someone else's brand new house. That's when they find the red room.
Mm-hmm.
Which, anytime they said that, or anytime I read it, all I could think was Haunting of Hill House in the red room.
Yeah.
Like.
For sure.
So then that is when someone, they talk about well, covering the well.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolyn gets, she freaks out because she's sensitive to the paranormal, and the priest is talking through her.
Yes.
And is like.
It's a little creepy.
It's super creepy. Like, dig for the well or something. I can't remember, but. It was creepy. And then it shows the priest, too.
Yes.
In his room at the church.
She's, like, channeling him. Well, that's when the Lutzes search the house and are, like, blessing the house.
Yeah, themselves.
Which, whatever.
And the detective is, like, sitting outside and watching, like, through the curtains. Yeah. Like, what the hell's going on in there?
Okay, so 17th day. The priest is praying in church, and he gets, like, super duper fired up. And as he's praying, one of the statues crumbles.
I wrote down that he deserved an Oscar.
For this.
Because he was so believable and, like, so into it. I don't know.
As he's praying, the statue is, like, crumbling. Did that piece of the statue fall on him, or did it just fall?
It fell on him.
Because you don't see that. You don't see it, like, physically hit him. It's just, like, you see it falling, and then you see him, like, grab his face.
I'm blind.
So he's blind, but then when you... He's blinded by it, or at that moment. Light. Huh?
He's blinded by the light.
I don't like that song.
I don't either.
Mainly because it took me till I was, like, 35 years old to even know what they're talking about in it.
I still don't know what they're talking about it. What they're talking about in it.
I'll tell you about it after.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, then when you see the statue again, the face is like back to normal.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't actually that.
And Father Bolin is there with him too. And is like,
what? Yes. So that was day 17. The night of the 18th. George wakes up to drums. He goes down into the base or into the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. He trips over a little statue thing.
Yeah.
And falls. He realizes that the rug is rolled up. At the same time, or I guess he goes back to bed. And then Kathy has a nightmare that George is murdered one of the children with an axe.
Murdered Amy.
And then turned and axed her.
Yeah.
So this is, the days are kind of mixed up because then that happens. She wakes up, he's in bed. She's like panicking. Well, then on the 19th, George is sleeping in the chair. He has a nightmare and wakes up. And Kathy comes down, like, what are you doing? Because he's in the chair in front of the fire. Yeah. And it looks like something bit his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And he just blows it off like it's no big deal. And then that's when they get in a fight and he slaps her.
Yeah, they get into a huge fight and she's just like, we need to get out of this house. Like, yeah. We need to leave. And he's just like, you wanted this house.
Yeah.
Now like, we this have is our to house. Stay. And then he punches her in the face or smacks her. A good one, too.
He gives her a good smack in the face. I would have left right then.
Yeah, I would have just taken the kids and been like, all right, later. Later,
that
loser.
That probably would have gotten her murdered, though, if she would have left right at that moment. But I would have planned on a time to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
After he hits her, Kathy goes to church, and they tell her that Father Delaney is on vacation.
Yes.
And that he can't speak to her. Well, then the detective has been watching the whole thing. He is watching the church, sees, I didn't write down the priest's name, which.
Father Bolin.
Bolin.
Yeah. Which I wrote down in the scene. I said, Father Bolin looks like every MCU character that has ever gone undercover.
Yeah.
He has like a black trench coat on and like sunglasses and like a big hat.
Yes. He is definitely sneaking away to meet someone. He meets with Delaney in the park, and Delaney is just completely out of it. He doesn't respond to anything he's saying to him. Well, then that's when the detective runs into Bolin, and the priest just doesn't give him any answers.
No.
Even though...
Which wouldn't, at this point, Father Bolin be like, hey... Some crazy shit's going on.
Oh, he might be trying to cover it up. You know, he might be... Because he's not really like...
It is the church.
What are you doing with your eyelashes?
I'm just like playing with them. I'm watching you like mess with your eye. And
my
like,
eyes are so itchy right now. I just want to dig them out of my head.
Don't do that. We have a melon baller in the kitchen.
I was thinking like a grapefruit spoon.
What was that in?
That wasn't in anything.
No, that was totally in something where somebody uses a grapefruit spoon to like...
Murder someone?
Pop out an eyeball.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
You can Google that later. That. You do that. I'm Googling grapefruit spoons.
Yes.
So he doesn't get any answers. I feel like the detective should know something. Kathy then goes and is looking... She's at the library, I'm assuming. And is looking through the newspaper articles of the murder that took place at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the murderer looks exactly like George.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
It was a thing. I knew I saw it someplace. Okay.
That's terrible.
Isn't it awful? Mm-hmm.
Did they, their eyeball, or did they get like stabbed with it?
I think it was kind of both. I think it was a torture scene. But I haven't watched Sons of Anarchy in like years.
We used to have grapefruit spoons, remember?
I do remember.
I don't know why. Well, everybody ate grapefruit but me. I think it's gross. I like grapefruit juice.
Ooh, grapefruit juice is really good.
What are you looking at?
I was just looking. Okay, anyway.
You're like, okay, podcast is over. Now I want to look at my phone.
No, I was looking more into the grapefruit spoon thing, but I'll look in. I'll look
do you want me to order you some for Christmas? In case you ever have to torture someone and pull their eyeballs out?
No. You know how much blood there would be?
Probably not a lot if your eyeball popped out.
Mm, that's true.
What?
Hostile.
No, I really can't imagine there being a lot of blood if your eyeball comes out.
Yeah, probably not because it's just essentially like hooked onto one.
It's on like a cord. You just stick it back in there. I don't know.
This is going great.
This is the best episode ever. So she's going through the newspaper articles on one of those like old reel machines.
Yes.
And I know it's not a reel machine. I'm calling it that because that's what they do when they're like,
they use it in X-Files a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Microfiche.
Is it fish?
Yes. What
like,
about
that's
fish?
How it's pronounced? Yes. Microfiche.
Thanks, Mike.
F-I-C-H-E.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it really pronounced that way?
I trust Mike.
Okay, Mike, I trust you.
More than myself when it comes to pronunciation.
It's
most
kind
of
like it's kind of like niche. Anyway.
Homage. homage. He's looking at me.
Is he looking?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. I trust you, sort of, sometimes. All right, so she sees the photo from the newspaper of the murderer, looks exactly like George.
Like, spot on.
Yes. So she flips out. She goes running back home. Well, mm-hmm. you know, driving, then yeah. running. The basement floor is rumbling. Poor Harry is in the house, and he's, like, freaking out. And then for some reason, so now it's, like, nighttime.
George is in the boathouse.
No, George is digging.
Oh.
He's just, like, digging random in the yard. Why? We don't know. Probably to bury his family.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's is good. What I would assume. Mm-hmm. And then this is the last night they're in the house.
Yes.
Or that evening's like leading up to it. So it's the last night. There's a super bad thunderstorm. Kathy comes home and she's totally frantic. This was when George was in the boathouse, and I kind of feel like he's setting a trap.
Yes.
Like, what is he doing out there?
I have no idea.
Rope, he has all done up weird.
He has rope. He's redoing rope in the thing, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But
when he leaves the boathouse,
some hinky shit.
He has an axe.
Yeah, and he's continuously sharpening this axe throughout the entire.
Well, he's cutting firewood like they heat their house with wood.
Yeah,
like that's all he does from the time they get there.
You'd be ripped.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was just an observation. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were like going to say more about that. When George is walking back to the house, he sees a pig's face in Amy's room.
I thought that was so stupid.
I thought it was kind of stupid too.
It was just cheesy.
It probably was terrifying though at the time.
Yes.
This came out. Because it was kind of like animated.
I have a lot of opinions about this film, but we can talk about it after.
Yes.
I mean, like, after we're done talking about the bulk of the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he goes up to Amy's room. She's not in it. Then the walls start bleeding. This is all... I never read the book, but this is, like, based on true events. They did say that a lot was added to it
film. We'll get into that after.
So the walls are bleeding. Stairs are bleeding. Blood everywhere. And then the kids are hiding in the bathroom.
Yes.
Smart.
With the mom, with Kathy. I think Kathy's in there.
No,
she's not there. She's not. Nope. You're right.
So he does like a Shining move and is axing through the door to get to these kids.
Yes.
Which I guess the house is like rumbling and stuff. So the kids probably would like all hide together.
Yeah.
Kathy jumps on him.
Yes.
Like jumps on
his
back.
Get away from my kids.
And is like screaming at him. And he knocks her on the ground, but then he kind of like snaps out of it.
Yeah.
And then that's corn syrup blood galore.
Yes.
It's just like pouring everywhere.
That's when they get the kids. They get into the van.
They go rushing out. The attic windows break, which in the next scene, attic windows are there.
Yes.
But
the attic windows are on two sides of the house.
Are they?
Yeah.
Both ends? Mm-hmm. Okay. George, which I was kind of upset that they all ran out of the house and didn't bring Harry.
I wrote that down. I said, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do.
Did the dog make it out? !
No. Harry did not make it out. George has to go back for him.
They stop like in the middle of the street, like half a block down.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, what about Harry? And George is just like, fuck.
Well, I mean.
But it's true. The dog.
I don't know what I would do if I was like panicking and running out of my house. Would I remember?
All of my animals. I have all of these animals.
When I just thought of. Was it Pee-wee's Big Adventure when the pet store catches on fire and he's running in and carrying out all the animals?
I was thinking about the cat lady in The Simpsons.
That's how it would look. Actually, I could just open my door and all my cats would run out at any point in time.
My cats are dumb.
I wouldn't have to like escort them out. Frank opens the door by himself and lets the girls out onto the porch all the time.
Yeah.
Even though he
lets the girls out.
Even though he knows it's naughty and they're not allowed to go outside.
Wow. He's just having fun.
But his little thumbs. he can like get in the crack in the screen door and pull the screen door open.
Yeah. Our basement door used to shut properly before Oberon like got a hold of it. Because Oberon will reach under the door with his and big pull. Mitts and pull and pull and pull. And he's a strong cat.
I mean, he looks pretty strong.
He's a strong kitty.
Anyway, they go back for the dog.
Yeah, George goes back.
George goes back for the dog. He is looking all through the house. Why the dog is in the basement, I don't know.
Because dogs bark at demons.
That's why? Mm-hmm. Is that why...
Is that why what?
I was going to say, is that why Ruby barks at mom?
Probably.
He falls through the basement stairs into unknown blood or sewage or something.
Yeah.
When he's trying to get out, first Henry bites him. Henry's like growling at him. And he's like
super angry.
Yeah. And then he's like, it's me, it's me. And then Henry pulls him out. Henry. Oh, I said Harry. Harry.
It's Harry.
Harry the dog.
And then Harry is like, yeah, I'll get you out, Dad.
Yeah. So then Harry pulls him to safety.
Cooper wouldn't be able to pull anyone to safety.
No.
He's a baby dog.
Ruby can pull fairly aggressive, where she wouldn't be able to pull you out if you were like dead weight. Mm-hmm. But if I was helping her, she'd probably be able to pull me out. Because she does this thing where instead of just pulling constantly, she like yanks.
Oh.
So she'll like, everything will be fine, and then she'll yank hard.
Okay.
That's how she gets the toys away from her friends.
Oh.
Her bigger friends. Harry is super scared. They can't get out the front door. It's shut. Mm-hmm. And then they end up breaking a window, or he breaks the window, carries Harry out, and then...
All of the kids are so happy.
His shirt is clean.
He takes his top shirt off in the basement.
So it wasn't soaked through? Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Movie magic.
It was pouring rain.
It was pouring rain, and he did take off the top shirt.
Which was probably the grosser one. So.
And then they drive away, never to go back to the house again.
Yes, they leave every possession they own there. What do you think?
The end. I was telling Mike today that I didn't like it. I think it's a film that if you are into scary movies, you should see once. Just because it's, Amityville Horror. Like,
yeah, I wasn't.
I know. I can tell by like your notes and stuff that you weren't really.
I just kind of, and I don't know if I just wasn't into it because it was last night and I was tired. And I knew it was more of like. Work or like more of a project than fun.
Well,
but even then,
I think the surrounding story of it is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not the actual events happened, I never read the book either, and I'm kind of interested to read it now just to see like what happened. But there's a lot of speculation. There are a lot of people that debunk the actual events, not the murders. We're not talking about
even that too.
Well, even
there's like tons of weird speculation about the murders.
But there's a lot of people that discredit George and Kathy Lutz's story.
Yes.
And then there are people that are like, no, it absolutely happened.
Even the actors in the film were like, we don't know how much we believe this. And I think it's weird that... I don't know. This may have been before people did things like this, but kind of like not take advantage of the story, but like sensationalize it.
Maybe embellish some events that could have happened.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Mike too, and I said the only reason that I probably give...
It's kind of fire in the sky-ish to me.
Yes.
Like...
Yes.
This is based on a true story.
You want to believe it 100%. Yeah. Like, you want to, especially for people that believe in the paranormal.
And the people that, like, allegedly, like, suffered through it.
Yes.
You want to believe it and feel sorry for them. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened to you. But then at the same time, you're like, or are you just in it to make the money?
I know.
I don't know.
And this is a tough one. And we're not paranormal investigators or anything like that. And the only reason that I kind of give them any credit is because, like, Ed and Lorraine Warren, who I respect them and what they did and stuff like that. That's the only reason that I would give them any credit is because Ed and Lorraine Warren, like, kind of were like, hey, this events could have happened.
I'm surprised that you're admitting to not liking it.
It's the very first one that I'm admitting to not liking it.
Not the first one that you didn't like.
Right.
But the first one that you're like, I didn't care much for it. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with it because I think it would have been scary when I was younger.
Yes,
but now, like The Conjuring, I feel like there's such better, like, haunted house type films.
Like a parent being possessed and...
Yeah. That... And this whole time, I thought there was going to be a haunted lamp in it, and there never was.
Well, that's disappointing altogether.
I did look up Amityville Horror, like, I think it's, like, the fourth one, mm-hmm. and it is, like, this very spooky, like, big giant floor lamp, and it carries the evil spirits or something, and at one point, it, like, lights up without being plugged in, and then at another point, it, like, has a scary face in it. But I remember seeing that one when I was little and being really afraid.
Ugh.
So I might have to track that one down before Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, I could take it or leave it.
Same. I didn't think it was anything. And even, like, films that came out around the same time, I'm kind of like The Exorcist.
Yes.
Or Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I think the hype of it being based on, like, true events is what...
And this one isn't, like...
Because it made, like, $1 million. Well, it made more than $1 million. It made a ton. It was in the top 10 bestsellers of all time or something when it came out.
Well, that and, like, this one, it's not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre where it's, like, based on true events when, like, maybe
and
one or two things...
And they piece together different, like this murder one, stories.
Actual family accounts of what happened and things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Who plays George again?
James Brolin.
So when he signed on to this, he knew it was like a low budget independent film, mm-hmm. which could be part of it too, that it was like lower budget. He signed on and he just wanted 10% mm-hmm. of the gross or whatever of what they made on it. And he ended up making...
Obnoxious amount of money.
Millions and millions of dollars because it took off and went nuts. And since he was getting 10% of it,
mm-hmm.
but he, I'm sure, never thought in a million years that he would. But I agree with you. I liked it, but not enough where I'm going to like put it in my lineup. Like every October, I need to watch it. If it was like on TV in the background, I'd probably be like, oh, okay, you know, this is mm-hmm. spooky, but not so bad that I'm not going to like be able to sleep tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's weird that I'm, like, not into it so much. Because normally I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, even if you don't like this particular film set.
Yeah, and the kids weren't as involved much as they... Like, if the kids were involved more, I think it would have been scarier.
Yes. Because kids are terrifying in
horror
movies.
Kids are terrifying in horror movies. So they could have added, like, more in there, but...
But they didn't. And here we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is our ramblings of Amityville Horror, the 1979, the original. If you like what you hear or don't like what you hear, follow us on Instagram.
If you hate everything that we just talked about, give us a follow.
Yeah, give us a follow. It's Slasher Movie Review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, Slasher Movie Review, and we also have a webpage, slashermoviereview.com, which has recently been updated, so you'll be able to see all of the things on that, too. We're in the middle of spooky season.
Yes.
I don't really consider November spooky season. I think it's September and October.
The next ones are pretty good.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped.
Which, are they out of order from when I wrote them down? We're going to have to, like, look at that.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at that after. All right.
I think I did that wrong. Okay.
Everybody have a lovely week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.